Bereshis, go quickly. Bereshis is on the pasuk Vayere Vayvoiker, and it's Yadua, the Pirush Rashbam. We know that Rashbam was found in the first earlier Tfusim, that was found first in, was brought to print in Tav Samechei, which is 17. I'm sorry, which is 1705. It was brought to print, and it didn't have the first part of the Rashbam. Then they found later a first part of the Rashbam, and there was a big question if it's the Rashbam really or not. But you see from the Rishonim who quote the Rashbam, and from the Rashbam itself later, that it is the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes in Vayerev Vayivoyker, where the apostle doesn't see Vaylaila Vayiyom, to tell you that Erev is when it starts getting dusk. That's the dusk. And Boiker, when it starts getting clear, which is the morning. So says the Rashbam, and the Roshan Rashban is, Shenota Hayom Laroi V'achar Kach V'Yiboker. First was Erev, which means that was a day, and it got darker. And Boiker Shil Yom Hasheni, V'arei Nigmar Yom Hasheni, Shiyom HaKudosh Baruch Hu Aser Bi'it, Chilata Yom Hashlishi, B'Boiker. So Yom Hashlishi starts with the next one. And it says B'Ferush, V'yere V'Yiboker, right? Voiker means is the end of the night. When does it start the day? The next morning. That's before. V'it chilata yom ha-shlishi baboker. So here Rashbam says that what is day and night? Vayerev vayvoiker. Don't think that was vayerev means it was night and day, and the day starts at night. Vayerev vayvoiker means vayerev, there was day, and it got dusk, and there was the morning, and it was the night, and then it got light, and then starts the next day. And Lechoyer, everybody went crazy in the Rashbam. How can you say that? It's against the Gemara in Brachos. And the Gemara in Brachos says, Yolif Yibriyos HaShiloylam, that's why B'shoch B'chaov Kumecha. And to tell me the Rashbam, he holds like the Shitas of the Binyan Zion, who held the Shita that before Matan Torah was day and afterwards night, and only after Matan Torah changed, the Rashbam never says it. But not only that, the Rashbam says, Beferuz Liyomim V'shonim, when he says by day, he says the Yomim Veshonim. He explains the Yomim Veshonim means that the Yom, the sun and the moon are used, because the sun is used for the day and the moon for the night, and it starts from the day and go to. I'm sorry, it starts from the night and goes to the day. So he says Beferush. So he can hold like the Shita study showing the what you call the flaw, the point in the office, that only before Matan Torah, not before, only after Matan Torah, not before Matan Torah. So what does that mean? What does he mean to say? Ella, he must say that al briyas ha'olam be'atzmoy, because the Rashbam himself has the issue that the first night there was no night, because the choshech that before briyas ha'olam was not really choshech. So how can you say that the day started from the night before, the creation started from the day? So he says that's why the poshut pshat is during creation it was day and afterwards night, and that created the first day. And day and afterwards night. And Shabbos Vaynofash, when did he rest from creating on the seventh day? But Beferush, somebody found the Rashbam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started keeping Shabbos B'Yom HaShishi. That's why Vayechulu B'Yom HaShishi, B'Yom HaShishi, why does he have here idea? To say that in that day, part of the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. So it's very funny that Brias Olam was day and afterwards night. Right? Because it has to be, because it was the whole first night. But Lemainse, even though it was day and afterwards night, in Halacha, we change that. And that's what the Pshat, maybe the Gemara means. Vayer, Yov, Bios, Shloilam. The way it doesn't say Vayboker, Vayer, Vayoyim, Vaylaila. Why does it say this Loshon? To tell you that that's a transitional thing, that in Bria Soilam was one way, but will change. The question is, why is it done in such a way? That's question number one. But question number two, we note Legabe Kochim. We learn the Gemara in Chulin that is a yoim alayla oila charyom. The night follows the day. There is a shita, the Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, which is called the Mikra Kodesh in Pesach, that could be that's only gabe chilas kochim, because we know that from Chatas and from Shlomim, so maybe it's only gabe chilas kochim. And Taki the Migdash David says that, because Tois says Kakasha, how can you be makriv? Why did the apostate you can't be makriv at night? If you're makriv at night, it's after Tomishel Ben Arbaim. Why does he ask after Tomishel Ben Arbaim? I'm sorry, yes, why does he say after Tomishel Ben Arbaim? It should be before Tomishel Shachar. Right? Why doesn't he say that's before the... why didn't he ask that was before Chomer HaShachar? Just see. So it's Mikdash David. Yes. On the Poto, so this is the Menachos of Mem Tes Amud Beis, right? Now, he asks like this, I'm sorry. He asks, the Torah has the opposite expression. The Torah asks, why did the Psulayla is Koidim Tomishol Shachar? Right? Frank, there was a second. Bekochim is Yoim, Alayla, Yilachachar Yoim. So the Kasha should not be that this is before Tomishol Shachar. It should be the Kasha that's after Tomishol Ben Arbaim. And he doesn't ask that. So his Posh Pshat, there was no Kasha. Torah didn't have a problem that this is after Tomishol Ben Arbaim. Because legabi halacha, the yoim, the night starts a new day. But say legabi kochim is not. But you have to say that according to Tosfos is like Rav Shulman said, that's meduyak. That's only legabi achilas kochim, not legabi anything else. So it's only legabi achilas kochim. The question is why davka bechas kochim? Now the going to more daf yudalet has a shalom bin chosav in iskeim afilu balayla. Why does it say bin chosav in iskeim? And it must be Varsham. So Zashona would have thought that Nesochim you could bring at night, only because it's part of the day. Kamash Valan that you could bring even later, meaning a few days later. So Mashva that Lechoyer is also Legabi Akrova, because that's why you need a Pasuk to tell you that you could do other lays. Maybe the Pshad is that once you have the Pasuk, that you be sure what's called the Pasuk says, Bivash Shabbos is Hashem. That is Megala, that Taki is a din on the Sochim, is a separate din altogether. The Mincha and the Sochim is a separate din. Legabe Yoim and Laila is only Gabe Achilas Kochim. So it comes out that, so it's possible that Hotoys on the Sud, Chorik is a Shoyim, that's only Gabe Achilas Kochim. What's Nafkimin Legabe Achilas Kochim from anything else? Okay? Now, and if you hold that Legabe Kola Kochim, why Kochim Taki? Instead of being a yom ola chachar alayla, is a layla ola chachar yom. The second aloha is the Rabin Yoin, and that's the next aloha, legabi Talmud Torah. Legabi Talmud Torah, the layla is ola chachar yom. Right? So, in other words, and therefore, you don't make a broch, you make a broch in the next morning. That's Rabin Yoin says, if you sleep, you say broch the next morning. Again, why legabi Talmud Torah? There's also mashma for the posuk, vegisa boy yom of alayla. And there's a Tosefta, the Tosefta in Tiny says, the pasuk says. It says Laila comes before the Yom. Why need a special pasuk for Tainis? So the questions are very simple. Number one, why my Bereishis was different in the transition to Gabi Aloha? Even Hakadosh Baruch Hu kept Aloha, that's why. Why some alochas by kochim, some rishonim say all kochim, but maybe only achilas kochim. Why is that the case? Why Talmud Torah is different than why the Pesach posuk the Tosefta has to bring legabe tainis? But the answer is very simple. The Gro in Aderes Eliyahu goes to explain that what is the idea of Yom Valayla. Yom Valayla is connected to two mitzvah kuchibok, which is chesed and din. The Yom, which is daily, which is day, which is clear, which is clarity, is keneged, what's called Midas HaChesed. That's why the one who's Shoylet is the son, who is the giver. That's the one keneged the giver. That's why Legabi, that is Legabi, he has a loch of Zohar. Right? That's why it lied, the Yoim always is B'chinas Zachus, keneged the son which gives, and keneged Chesed, which is open, the one that gives you. Now, night is the one which you have darkness, you have limitations, you can't see. That's keneged in the kiva, keneged in the kabel. That's keneged midas adin. All midas adin is keneged the night, and that's why it's keneged in the kiva, keneged in the kabel, which is midas adin, because the kabel can only exist be midas adin, right? And the whole idea of the kabel, the avoid is to be meir de ora shemesh, to say that there's nothing of your own, which is again midas adin. This structure, legabe de noisen, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed is the one that created din. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the din. How it saw min Rishus HaYochi to Rishus HaRabim. We know that that's the world. That he went from the world, which was all chesed, and he created midas adin. And therefore, legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, for sure the night follows the day. because Midas Adin is a direct result and a direct product of Midas Adin, which is keneged also Torah Shebichsav, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you and has all the potential. That is keneged Midas Ayoyim, which is keneged Chazdo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Legabe the Mekabel, that there is the difficulties that you have to struggle, is keneged Torah Shebal Peh, which is keneged night. That's why night is this man of Torah Shebal Peh. Keneged the Mekabelin is exactly the opposite. Our avoida is that we started Midas Adin, and to Midas Adin we can be Zoicha to Midas Achesed. That's the idea of Nama de Kisufa. The Midas Adin leads to Midas Achesed, right? For us, that's the idea of Achnos. So we take from the world, which is the ribuy of the world, back to the Yichud. So Legabe Avoida Sa'odom is always the night, the day following the night. Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the night. So the Bria for sure had to be the night, day and afterwards night, because that's the Tzuras HaBria. Legabe Talmud Torah. Legabe Talmud Torah, when a person does it, he has to realize that he's taking from Torah Shebal Peh Bichsav. Everything comes from Torah Shebal Peh Bichsav. That's why the Groin always says that if you look at it, is that if you have Laila Vayoyim, if you want to put a Shabbat Koilom, how you call the entire structure of night and day together, it's called a day. Because the Zohar subsumes the Nekeva, Midas HaChesed subsumes, Torah Shebichsav subsumes. So when you learn Torah, you have to know the Torah that you're learning is that the light is coming after the day. All the Torah, Vashet Talmud, Vosik Lechadish, everything emanates from the Torah. That's the Ovaveda. So that's why Talmud Torah, attack the night, follow the days. Legabe Kochim is the same idea. Legabe Kochim, Merchilas Kochim is Bishulchan Gavoya Kazochu. Bishulchan Gavoya Kazochu means that the night follows the day, not the day follows the night. And that's the idea. And so that's Machloek Zashonim. He's only Legabe Zeh, but Legabe Avoida is a regular Avoida, and therefore the night follow the day follows the night. Or is also Avoida as a Kochim, which is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is exactly the opposite. And Mimela by tainis is that when you have a tainis, what's the message of tainis? That you do tainis and Midas Adin will be good? Or to tell you that Midas Adin, the tainis is telling you that all the suffering is only from the good. And that's why, in other words, is the idea of the dealing with the tainis to say that the tainis do lead to something good, that the suffering that we have will be? Or to say, no, that the suffering is only mitzah the good, it comes from the good. That's a machloik, that's why the what you call the Tosefta needs a special limud to know what's a tainis. To tell the Iker word of tainis is that our avoida, that the tzora would lead to something good, that they came from something God. So you see that the night and day a representation of something much bigger spiritual, which is mitzad midas chesed midas adin, and therefore legabe avoida sa'odom is always the night following the day. Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly the opposite.